Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another Sunday program at Marizad on a very beautiful, sunny day. To open the program today, we are going to give you a taste of the biggest hit in the United States right now, and I know you've heard a little bit about it, but it's that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And just as an example, Pam will show you, they're selling t-shirts now. T-shirts and mugs and posters that just say, don't worry, be happy on them. So who knows, you know, Bob is doing something there. It's a number one in the United States, number one. So, I'm glad you remembered. There seems to be a little part that keeps repeating itself. It's a melody. And please sing along. You can sing do-do-do-do or ba-ba-ba-ba. That's fine. Okay, so let's get our clicks together. Also, you can click with us. welcome. Yeah. Come on, Adventure, you like to stand.
So now, Baba thinks we're not fast enough spreading his message, so he just
stepped in.
That's the first one. You know, there's a medal and a medallion there. Don't try to understand me, just love me. That again now. This was bought at the store.
Huh.
So why that's not that way.
And now to continue, now to continue with our program, we have hot from New York City and New Jersey, Jerry Edwards.
Wow.
I'm going to do Sunny Side of the Street here, Baba Side of the Street. And I know some of you have been singing along with me. I'd like everyone to join in with me.
Okay. Get your hat, don't forget your coat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Life can be so sweet.
From England, who works for BBC, has a special presentation planned for us, and she will tell us all about it.
Wow!
Live from the BBC.
Well, Jerry Barber, that is going to be a very hard act to follow. When I arrived here, I had with me some cassettes that I have to take to the United States of some programs that have been made recently. And it's a very special occasion for me to be able to play a short excerpt from one of these audio cassettes in Manderley Hall today in front of Mera and such an august gathering, especially as these programs have not yet been broadcast. They will not be broadcast in Britain until May 1989. They will eventually be available on cassette free in Europe for educationists and teachers, because this was a special project that BBC Education has done with the Council of Europe, for the Council of Europe, on the subject of human rights. In the BBC Education Department, my responsibility through Barbara is for the older teenagers, programs for older teenagers. And the Council of Europe wanted some programs that would present to a generation of young Europeans who had not known war the significance of human rights under the European Convention on Human Rights, the meaning of those rights to young people today in terms of their responsibilities and their duties. So the first program had to, in 20 minutes, give a history of the European Convention through two world wars and Churchill and Eleanor Roosevelt and the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights and the eventual founding of the Council of Europe, right up to the present day, to how human rights is something that affects young people in Europe. They tend to think that it's something that's happening in Chile or in the prisons of South Africa, and all they have to do is pay a subscription to Amnesty or go to the Amnesty concerts, and that's all they need do. But all these young people identify with one minority group or another, either as women, the whole world is against me because I'm a woman, or as a handicapped person, the whole world is against me because I'm disabled, or as an Eastern European, all the rest are against me because I'm from the East and not from the West, or as a black person, or as a Jewish person, or as a person from Turkey, or as a person from North Africa. They all have their allegiance to a particular minority group, and they complain and often don't know how to do anything about it, when in fact there is a procedure for them to take the responsibility themselves to protect their rights and, in a sense, to protect their identity. So the first program said what those rights are. The second program looked at one particular minority group, the gypsies. So whether you were Jewish, or whether you were black, or whether you were a woman, or whether you were disabled, you still had to recognize the rights of one small minority group that is persecuted throughout Europe. The third program looked at young people's sense of discrimination, so that it is in the words of the young people themselves that we hear about not only their sense of injustice, I am black and therefore this is wrong, or I am disabled, or I am in care, but also what they're doing to make self-help groups and to pursue justice, if you like, at a local level, at a national level, and, because of the European Convention, at an international level. However, I think Barber has used this in a slightly different way for his work as well. And Marnie touched on this when she talked about how Barber had a passport as a world citizen. And we here, Westerners here, have been talking in the past couple of weeks about how the British feel discriminated against because they're the descendants of monkeys, and how the Americans feel discriminated against because there's anti-American feeling, or how the Australians feel discriminated against because they don't speak English properly, or whatever.
Is that true?
So what I'm going to play you now is 4 minutes, 35 seconds. So if it's not your cup of tea, please just bear with me. It is quotes from what the young people have said in the previous part of the programme. This song comes at the end. It's in a modern idiom. I'm told the rhythm is salsa rhythm. I don't know about these things. It was put together by a young composer technician, and he's taken bits of their voices and woven them together into a rap. There is also a song at the end, and it's done in a hip-hop scratch mix kind of style of presentation. and I hope you enjoy it. To start off with, you hear the presenter saying, you are now going to hear about a young European who has started a European self-help group for minorities. That is very short. It's a young Turkish student who says something quite important, but he has got a slight Turkish accent, and then it goes into the song that you'll hear.
Student living in Germany, Turgut Orhan is faced with many aspects of discrimination. He is the organizer of one of these European minority groups.
The idea of the European network umbrella organization is really to bring people together and to fight for our rights. And it is an educational process. We must go through that, we all of us, and we must realize that we do have rights and that we are human beings, part of the society here where we are living now. And still, if we do cooperate all together, we can find a kind of identification.
And he hopes that young Europeans can start working towards a new sense of identity, seeing themselves as part of a greater consciousness instead of allowing differences to divide. Differences, differences, differences to divide. Discrimination, integration. Identity. Differences, differences, differences to divide.
He's rich.
I'm poor. It says no gypsies on the door.
Discrimination. I'm brown.
He's black.
What's your handicap?
I'm Christian, she's Jew.
I'm Islamic.
He's Hindu.
Identity.
She's orange and green.
You're garbage.
Happy say that.
He's straight.
I'm gay. I'm different from the rest, okay?
Identity.
They're a pit.
You're talking crap. That's your handicap.
Differences. Differences. Differences in the mind.
Whatever the minority, we've got to think equality.
Integration.
Differences are here to stay, so let's move on from here. Let's move on.
Identification.
very glad because they have been designed for personal stereo, so young people can listen on their personal headset and then have discussion afterwards. So the cassettes will be distributed for young people to listen in stereo, which is why we've tried to use the most advanced technology in terms of stereo sound and sampling and everything you heard there to appeal to their sense of sound quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 All together in a song like that. Here's a hand to BBC too.
Comment, because somebody said something about salsa, but salsa is a blend of various types of culture music too. It combines the Afro-Cuban with the black, with a whole bunch of things. And that's where that comes to rap type music and everything. It's a combination. It's not just one musical form. It's a wide variety of backgrounds. It kind of fits with the medium of the thing itself.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I'd like to make a little comment on this different accents that countries don't understand. You know, Indian accent is difficult for the Westerners to understand. And the Australian accent is difficult for anybody to understand.
Good eye,
good
eye.
I can't say
Australian.
I'm being humiliated.
They all
left to an Indian person, and I was translating from one to the other in English into English, English. So he would say what he had to say, and the other one would look at me, and then I'd explain to him in English, and Francis would look at me, and I'd explain to him. After a while, I said, this is crazy, what am I doing?
She'll treat today. We have Kusum Singh from Delhi, and for those of you who don't know, Kusum has been with Baba for many, many years and sang before Baba himself, and will be singing today for us as well. Tell us.
Thank you.
Thank
you. And I think she's if you're singing a song that you have sung to Baba, please also tell us that.
All right. Would you like to hear a little bit of this first, Kusum?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to use the tape a bit, too.
Thank you. Thank you. क्यों तड़प है इन बुलबुलों दरियाओं की, क्यों तड़प है इन बुलबुलों